This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday. Get trained up. War on the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons, tune in. We're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. Hey, good afternoon, Brother John.
Good morning to you, Shannon.
How you doing over there?
I am doing well. How about yourself?
Praise the Lord. We're doing okay. Everybody, welcome aboard tonight. Today is Friday, April 12, 2024. I had to check the calendar. And welcome aboard. Where are you tuning in from? We're live with Pastor John Terrell, tonight and every Friday, 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern. So we hope that you will join us here. Check out his website, eaec.org. Brother John, welcome, and would you like to open us in prayer?
Yes, I will. Dear God, we just want to thank you right now and praise you for the opportunity of having been saved, for the opportunity to be able to share the gospel with other people, to read the Bible, to understand it, to teach it, and to think about you, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. I pray right now that today it will be a great anointing upon me and upon everyone listening, so that Father God, whatever I share today that the Lord has laid upon my heart, that they will understand, and that, Father God, they will apply it in their lives. And this I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. Last week I was under the weather, so to say, but I'm glad that that doesn't last forever. We come down now to part number 19 of my lesson, Turn in God and Turn Off the Devil, which is lesson 50 from my book, Christian Dynamics, course number 4. And so before I get into the final chapter here on this particular lesson, I want to share something with you that I think is very important. Last year, I think it was December, the Lord laid upon my heart that President Trump will not have a chance to be elected unless the church is praying or Christians are praying. There was more people voting for him in 2020, but there was not enough. And, of course, with the cheating going on, we know the result. We got Biden slid in, and Biden has been a disaster for three years he's been in now, 3.5 years. So God showed me this, that it is a spiritual battle. and that Satan has pulled out all the stops because he wants to destroy the United States of America. Ask yourself this question. The United States has been very careful with immigrations and people coming to this country. I myself, as an immigrant, I came here in 1963, and I had to, there were several things I had to do. First of all, I had to have a sponsor, and my uncle, living in Salt Lake City, agreed to sponsor me. And he had to fill in the paper that said that if I came here and I was not able to work and take care of myself, he was financially responsible. The second thing I had to produce was I had to go to a police station in my hometown, and I had to ask for a transcript that I have not been arrested and that I had a clean record. We also had to, my wife and I did the same thing. We also had to get some paper. We had birth certificates and a number of papers. And then we had to go to, I think we went to the consulate, not the embassy. And we were interviewed for about maybe an hour and a half of someone on the embassy staff. And they asked you, why do you want to go to the United States? And what are you going to do? Where have you been? How's your criminal background? So it took us about 6 months or something like that to prepare the paperwork, to be interviewed, and to be given a visa that I could, my wife and I could come here. When we arrived here, we had to immediately register with the immigration officers. And we had to register every year. Every year, we had to fill in a form and say, this is where we live, and this is where I work, and so on. And it was not until after 5 years when I became an American citizen, I did not have to fill in that form anymore. I was now an American citizen. I could go wherever I wanted to and do whatever I could. So that's how it used to be. Now we have let in about 25 million people that have absolutely no paperwork. They have no background check on them. We don't know who they are. And they simply walked across the border, forced themselves in, and they have broken the law in this country. And we now have these immigrants, or not immigrants, but I would say illegals, living all over, and we now have problem not only with the homeless people, but now we got these people. And so the question then is this: why did a president of the United States rescind everything that President Trump had done, open the borders, and simply said, whosoever wants come on in, and which is very destructive, because it will have destruction on our healthcare system, because these people are going to go use our hospitals, their children are going to go to school, and there's going to be a tremendous financial load that's come down. And the only reason that I can see and why Biden is doing this insane policy is it is by design. Because I have said many, many times, we are going to come into the time of the Antichrist. And we have seen how with a microchip, the control system existing right now, and the control of the financial transactions and everything else, that we are very locked down. And there's very little freedom. And the Book of Revelation says that the Antichrist system will be a Kabbalistic Jewish system. The Antichrist will reign out of Jerusalem, and he is going to control the entire world. I don't have time to really get into this, but the interesting thing is this, that when Jesus comes back, it says that the Antichrist and the false prophet are taken directly to the lake of fire. They are not going to be taken to the great white throne judgment, which indicate to me that they are not humans, but that they are some kind of a hybrid. And in the book of Revelation, it says that the Antichrist comes up out of the sea or the oceans, and the false prophet comes up from under the earth. He comes up out of the earth. But regardless, the religion that they have established years ago under King Solomon is a Kabbalistic religion. And this is what I talked about, that the two messiahs, Israel had two messiahs. We have the biblical messiah and the Kabbalistic messiah. And all of us know that the real Jesus, the real messiah, he was crucified. The people liked him, but the leadership did not, because according to their teaching, the messiah to them is a man anointed by God, where the Messiah, according to the Old Testament, is God incarnated. Two different solutions, so to say, or scenarios. But anyway, so we are going to have an Antichrist system. There's going to be a world federation. Jesus has stated that in the book of Revelation. We know that is going to be. And we can see how nations are clamoring for some kind of a world federation. There can be no world federation without the United States. We are the most powerful nation on the earth. We have the skills. We have a number of things. We are number one in the world right now, but not, maybe not for long. That means that the United States has to give up its sovereignty. In order to have a world federation, every nation will have to surrender and say, we give up our constitution, we give up our laws, and we now will go into a world federation. When the EU, European Union, was founded 50, 60 years ago. And the nations now, there's about 30 nations that are part of the EU. What they had to do is this, that each nation has to agree that the EU's constitution supersedes the nationality of each nation. For example, each nation has their own set of laws, and they had their own system of courts and so on. But in the EU now, every nation there, they can do that, but the local laws or the national laws are subject to EU laws. If EU laws supersedes, then it wipes out the national laws. Similar to what we have here in the United States, we have a federal government, we have federal laws, and federal laws simply supersedes state laws. To get to that place, the United States simply had to be taken down and weakened. And that is the reason that we got all these illegal aliens coming in, to simply destroy our structure, our law structure, our setup, where we become vulnerable. And this is why they're fighting Trump so hard right now. And they call him Hitler, he's a dictator, he's this or that. because they want to come to the place where the United States simply surrenders to a world federation and the American Constitution ceases to exist and is replaced with a world federation constitution. That's the reason we have the grind down and the destruction of the United States. To combat that, it has to be done in the spirit world. And this brings me now to the following. I'm going to be talking here, and I don't know how far this is going to go, but I think this is important for you to know and understand this. I'm going to be talking about three religions: Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, and Islam. Mormonism and Islam are similar in their theology. Jehovah's Witnesses are kind of in between. But I want you to hear this now, understand this. Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, and Islam has this thing in common. According to these three religions, Jesus Christ is not divine. Secondly, Jesus failed his mission on this earth. The New Testament has no meaning to these three religions. And so when we believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, incarnated with the birth, the conception by the Holy Spirit and Mary, and that Jesus is God, that Father God is eternal, and that the Holy Spirit is part of the Trinity, that does not exist in these three religions. Mormonism has been growing, and of course we have Muslims, they are more than a billion of them. I don't know how many there are, but they're more than a billion, maybe two. And Jehovah's Witnesses, they are out all the time and trying to get converts. So why is it that people are sucked up into the Mormon religion, or they sucked up into Jehovah's Witnesses, or they are simply, they have been Muslims and people convert to their Muslim faith, and they are very adamant about their faith? What is it? And the answer is, these are three satanic religions. They were written by the religious department that Satan has. He has written more than 4,000 religions. I believe right now we have between 4,000 and 5,000 religions on this earth. And he has script writers, just like we have people in Hollywood writing script for programs and shows and so on, and movies. Satan had a religious department, still is there, and they are enhancing their religions and so on. So understand this now, as a Christian. They are saying this, that number one, Jesus is not the Son of God. He's not divine. The Mormons teach that Jesus and the devil are brothers, and that the devil at one time was running around with Jesus as two brothers, and then he rebelled, and then they are making Satan equal with Jesus. The other thing that the Mormons are pushing is that God that we worship, that we talk about, we read about in the Bible, he is not divine. He is an exalted man. And so here's how the Mormon story was spun. Before this earth, before what we are, the human race, there was people on another planet, and the planet is called Kolob, K-O-L-O-B, Kolob. On planet Kolob were people, nations, kings, and so on. And there was also a Mormon church on the planet Kolob. And a lot of people on the planet Kolob, they became Mormons. So they had their temples. They had their marriages in what they call the eternal marriages, where you solemnize your marriage in the temple and so on. And according to the teaching now for Mormonism, this one God and this one man, and they don't have a name on him, he was a superb Mormon. He fulfilled all the requirements of Mormons. He lived a righteous life. He put tithing in and so on, and he was married in the temple, did temple work. And when he died, he became a god. And then he got millions of women that also were resurrected after they lived on Kolob. And these women are producing children. So this exalted man from the planet Kolob is having sex day and night with all these beautiful women, and they're getting pregnant all the time. And the offspring of these children are souls that are being flown down to earth and inserted in human bodies. And so that is, according to the Mormon doctrine, where we come from. Now, that is insulting to God. That is spitting God in the face, so to say. Because Joseph Smith, Brigham Young, and the other yo-yos that now are presidents in the Mormon Church are telling their people that God we have is an exalted man. And anyone living on this earth becoming a Mormon, have his marriage solemnized in the temple, pay the tithing, and do all the things that you should do. When you die, you will become a god. You will get your own planet. You will get millions of women, and you will have sex forever, and then the whole thing will start over. So I witnessed to a guy, Mormon this week, and so he simply said, I asked him this, I said, do you believe that Jesus and Satan are brothers? He said, yes, I do. I said, then you are simply destroying the deity of Jesus. He said, no, because Satan was some kind of a deity. I said, is it true that the current God that you have is an exalted man lived on the planet Kolob? He said, yes, I believe that. I said, I cannot witness to you because These things are not in the Bible. In order for you to have this, you got extra material. You got the Book of Mormon, the Book of Abraham, the Book of the Dead. You got all kind of books. And I said, you have a religion based upon all these different books. I said, so it doesn't help me to take it to the Bible because you said my books are superior to the Bible. And that's the whole crux with it. So now, they have simply relegated God, take away his divinity, his majesty, and made a man-made religion. Jehovah's Witnesses are a little bit different. Russell, who started this religion back in about 1880, he was a Bible teacher, he was a minister, and he started out with Christ, and then he got into heresy, and he ended up with this stupid religion of Jehovah's Witnesses. The Jehovah's Witnesses say the same thing. Jesus has failed, and we are now trying to mop it up. If you ask a Jehovah's Witness, are you going to live in heaven? They say, no, we're going to live on earth. And we're only going to live for 1,000 years. Now, the satanic writers of this religion came up with this fantastic story of the 144,000 saints in the Book of Revelation. Now, Jesus said in the Book of Revelation that these 144,000 are from 12 tribes of Israel. They are from the different tribes, 12 of them. And they're going to be selected at the end time to be evangelists. Well, the religious writers of Satan's religious department simply said, there's only going to be 144,000 that will be saved and go to heaven and live forever. And since the 144,000 already have been met, because they had back in about the 1930s, they got more than 144,000 Jehovah's Witnesses, so they said, heaven is closed. It's 144,000 are there now. No more go to heaven. So then they rewrote a little religion and simply said this, that in order to be part of the 1,000-year kingdom on this earth, you have to become a Jehovah's Witness. And you have to be baptized in a Jehovah's Witness religion. And you have to go out and knock on doors and do this and that and so on. And so the Jehovah's Witnesses are selling tickets to the 1,000-year kingdom. And after that, they're snuffed out. They cease to exist. Any person who has read the Bible and a screwball comes to you with this teaching of the Jehovah's Witnesses, he would simply say, you know, you guys are off your rocker. You're twisting scriptures, you're doing this and that. And by the way, they have their own Bible, the New World Translation. And of course, Mormons have their own Bible translations. So that's that religion. And how many people are they snaring? Thousands of people. Let's talk about Islam now. So we have this guy, Muhammad, who really was not a very nice person. He was, he didn't really want to work. So eventually, he was about maybe 30 years old, 35 years old. And he married this very rich widow in Mecca. She had her husband had built up a camel business, similar to a trucking business that we have today. So you have trucking lines that travel all over the United States. And so she inherited that and very wealthy. And they were using caravans of camels that would travel to different countries there in the Middle East, all the way into Africa, and do trading. So she had a lot of money, gold and silver and so on. And so she was looking for a young guy that would give her service. She was still young enough that she wanted to have sex. Well, Joseph Smith thought, you know, well, I don't know how this woman looked like, but, you know, money makes an old woman look very nice. And you don't see the wrinkles on the face, you see the money. So this guy, Muhammad, married her. Now he didn't have to work at all. He had spent time in Lebanon in a Christian monastery. He spent maybe about a year, and he learned about Christianity. And he said, nah, this is not for me. So he went down to Jerusalem, where he spent maybe a year or so with a bunch of Jewish rabbis. And this, we're not talking about 600, about 650 years after Christ. So he learned everything about the Old Testament. And then he went back to Saudi Arabia and started to go out into caves and simply sit there and so on. And of course, he was a prime target of the devil. And so he had an angel of light, the same angel of light that came to Joseph Smith, came to Muhammad. Joseph Smith saw his angel of light about 1820, 1830, and Muhammad saw that angel about 650 AD. And that angel of light told Muhammad this: Jesus has failed. His mission has failed. You have been selected to do what Jesus could not do. Joseph Smith had been selected to fulfill what Jesus did not do. Russell had been selected to do what Jesus had failed to do. And Muhammad the same way. This is it. If you really look upon these three soups, if I can use caliber soups, they are very weird. All kind of different ingredients in them. But they all have this. Jesus has failed the mission. These three religions are powered by archons. An archon is a fallen angel, a high-ranking fallen angel, that are powering these religions. They don't have the Holy Spirit, but they had evil spirits, and they are unholy spirits. Listen close to what I'm telling you now. When I accepted Christ, I was sealed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit sealed me. When I was baptized in the Holy Spirit, I am now possessed by the Holy Spirit. If you are a Christian, you are sealed by the Holy Spirit. If you have been baptized in the Holy Spirit, you are possessed by the Holy Spirit. As Christians, we are possessed by Jesus Christ. Mormons, Jehovah's Witnesses, Muslims, and all the other religions are possessed by demons. There is no human being on this earth that is neutral. No human being can say, well, I'm not for God, I'm not for the devil, I'm not for this, I'm for that. I am my own person. No. You're either possessed by the Holy Spirit, or you are possessed by unholy spirits. And this is what is powering these different religions. So, how do we combat this? You can't argue with a Mormon. You cannot argue with a Jehovah's Witness. You can't argue with a Muslim or with a Buddhist or whatever religion they are. They are possessed by evil spirits. It doesn't mean that they are foaming at the mouth, that they are crazy. They are possessed in this way that they are controlled. Their souls are controlled. These people are not born again, so they have a dead spirit. And the goal of these religions, not only the three I talked about, but all other religions, is to make sure that the church of the Lord Jesus Christ will not prosper. They are hell-bent on to bring in the Antichrist. That's the whole purpose of all these different religions, is to bring in the Antichrist. So what can you and I do now? Well, we cannot fight these in the flesh. I talked to this friend. He's a good friend. We've known him for maybe 10 years. And he's been doing some work for us. And he's very knowledgeable. He liked politics. He liked when we talk about prophecy and so on. But he is deadly convinced that the God he's following is from the planet Kolob, and that one day he's going to get his own planet, and he's going to be a God with a small g. This is part of the destruction we have in the United States. I want to talk now about three other fallen angels. And I can see right now where we're going with this. And I want to talk about Baal, Moloch, and Ishtar. There's a book written about a couple of years ago, The Gods Are Back, written by a Messianic rabbi. He's a Christian. He calls us a rabbi. By the way, the word rabbi means teacher. And he talked about that the gods of the ancient world, Baal, Moloch, and Ishtar, have been resurrected. And he lays out a very good case in his book, very well done, and where he simply traces them to events that took place here in the United States and how we have shifted. So let me talk now about abortion. So I'm going a little bit all over the map right now. Abortion really should be called murder. Because that's what it is. It is murdering babies. We have a tendency of having different names on things so they don't sound so bad. So we we simply figured, well, you know, this is not as bad. And we talk about intoxicated instead of saying that guy's a drunk. So abortion is a word that simply is not really defined, but it is taking the life of a infant that has been conceived but had not yet been born. So the question is this: did you start existing when your mother, you were pushed out of your mother's womb, and you start breathing on your own at the age of 9 months or so? Or did you become a human being at the first heartbeat? Or did you become a human being at conception? What happened at conception? At conception, you have a sperm and an egg that mates inside the womb of a woman in the uterus. And the sperm enters into the egg that closes up. And now we have life, a new human being. At that moment is inserted a soul that God created. So the first cell is now a cell and a soul. If the physical body is killed, the soul, where does the soul go? Well, it never have a chance to live in a human body. It never has a chance to hear the gospel, never had a chance to be born again. We don't know where they souls go, but the Bible doesn't say where they go. So the cry now is abortion or murdering of children is one of the key elements in the presidential election of 2024. How is that possible? Well, you hear that suburban mothers, women, demand the right to murder their children. And they were not giving it up. And we can't have President Trump because he does not believe in murdering babies. But Joe Biden does. Now, Joe Biden is a very good Catholic, quote unquote. And Joe Biden goes against everything that the Roman Catholic Church is teaching when it comes to murdering children, when it comes to homosexual marriages, when it comes to homosexuality. Joe Biden is not lining up with the Roman Catholic Church. He's lining up with the devil and the woke people. So this election now, I've done a circle here now, is going to be decided upon one issue that the Democrats are, they got their drums out, they got their trumpeters out, they're blowing their horns, and they're screaming bloody murder. We have to have abortion rights. We got Trump cannot, we can't have Trump. And the women are coming out, and they are vicious. This brings in now the fallen angel of Ishtar. According to the stupid teaching of the devil, he's a female. And that's where we get the transgenders from. And Ishtar in the old culture, in the religions of the Assyrians and the Babylonians, he was a man, he was a woman. I'm a man, I'm a woman, back and forth, transgenderism. Where do you think transgenderism came from? It came from the teaching of Ishtar. Where do you think the abortion came from? That came from Moloch. He had human sacrifice, and he wanted children to be sacrificed, unborn as well as born. They were bloodthirsty. These four names, Baal, Moloch, and Ishtar, have moved their headquarters to the United States. They're sitting in the skies over the United States. If you take a female, a girl, girls are simply created to be childbearing mothers, wives, caregivers. And normal, a girl is very nice. Girls usually are nice. And they're not aggressive. They play with dolls. They like babies. If you order babies in the family, they like to play with them. And they are caregivers. They have compassion. And if you raise girls the right way, when they become teenagers, they become sweet girls. They are caring. They're looking for someone that would they can marry. They're looking for love. They're looking for companionship. It's built into them to build a home with furniture and so on. And it's built in them to simply saying, I can't wait until I have children. And when they have children, they fuss over them, they take care of them, and they are very caring. And so that's how God made girls and women. Girls turn into women. But if you look upon the women in the United States today, they are not this type. I'm not saying all women now. I'm saying the majority of them. They like to drink alcohol. They like to smoke. They like to take drugs. They are promiscuous. Yeah. They have sex outside of marriage. And if they get pregnant, they go to a clinic, had a baby murdered, and just keep going. You find that women today are very masculine, very dominating, forceful, loud, boisterous. I mean, you go to bars and see the women drinking, I mean, they get nasty. And I learned this years ago, that a renegade woman is 100 times worse than a renegade man. They go bonkers. So the women in this country, we raised the girls in the 60s. The authority took away the Bible from public schools. Then they took away prayer from public schools. They took away everything of Christianity. And abortion girls have been raised as atheists, having no faith whatsoever. Animals craving sex, pornography, filth. That's what we have in the world today. So these are the women that have been captured by Ishtar. This filthy, dirty archon, fallen angel, that has made his women into beasts. Ask yourself this question. When you have an election, well, we have right now elections for president this year, but then we have state elections and so on. What should be the concern of a citizen? Well, number one is you want to have property rights. And to have property rights, you've got to have a police department. The reason that the world likes the United States is we have property rights here. You can purchase a house or property. You get a deed, it's recorded. And the law will simply make sure that no one can take that from you. At least that's how you have the way it used to be. So we have property rights. Let's say, for example, your car. You buy a car, you get a title to it. And if there were no property rights, someone could just stop you any place in a shopping center except to say, hand me over your car keys. Or just take that from you, beat you, take the car keys, and drive off. And if there are no property rights, there's no one going to do anything about it. You just lost that car. Property rights also means that you have furniture. You might have livestock. You have this and that. And so that really should be our concern, that we have security. Another concern is you don't want to be knocked in the head. You want to be able to go to work. You want to be able to go to the store without being assaulted. So we need laws. We need police that would enforce it. We need courts. We need prisons. We need a justice system. That should be a priority. Another thing is this, if you got inflation, it means that what you buy today, you pay 5% more tomorrow. And that means that your dollar simply doesn't go as far. When I have seen this now, lately, I've seen people in the shopping in the store. They come up to the cashier, and they add it up, and the person says, I don't have enough money. So they start taking things out of the basket and says, well, okay, I have to turn this back and this back so they get down so they can pay for it. We haven't had that since the time of Depression in the 1930s. That should be a concern. It should be a concern to have your children educated, not indoctrinated. So these are the issues, really, that as American citizens we should be concerned about. We want to have law and order. We want to have a court system that works. We want to have property rights. We want to be able to have things and not being stealing from us. We don't squatters to come in and just take over. So these are the issues. We got a broken border. We got people coming in by the millions. And so now, President Trump, the Republican Party, are running on a platform. Secure the border. Secure the courts. Have a court system. Have property rights. Increase the amount of police so we have security. Stop murdering our people. And go back to decency. Well, if you have that platform, it should be a slam dunk. There should not be any questions. That's a platform that Trump is running on, that Republican senators and congressmen are running on. They want to restore law and order. They want to go back to prosperity. And they want people to have a right to worship who they want to worship. But that's not... Now, the Democrats... And by the way, behind that, it's the devil and the demons. They're simply saying this. We have screwed up the economy. We got a broken border. Nothing is working. People are getting mugged on streets. You can't go out at night on streets. You're not safe anymore. So we got to have something to run on. So what are we going to run on? Let's run on abortion. That is a hot issue. And you ask yourself this. Why would sweet girls want to kill their babies? What's wrong with them? When did sweet girls simply say, oh, I like to have sex. I like to drink. I like to party. And if I get pregnant, I just get rid of that child. I don't want to be bogged down. I can't have that. I got to live my life. Here is the point that I'm right today. The women in the United States have been destroyed. I'm not saying all women in America, but I would say a huge percentage, and all of them vote Democratic. They are not wholesome women. They are not satisfied with having a husband and children at home and having a nice home and doing things for the family. They want freedom. They are rebellious. They are demon-possessed. This is a scenario I started laying out, the three religions, and I went in a circle. The election in 2024, it is not an election over inflation. It is not over border security. It is not over property rights, security on the streets. This election will be decided on the issue of murdering of children. The men are not demanding this. They make women pregnant and walk away. Some men force their wives, girlfriend, to have abortions. But that is what we are fighting. Kamala Harris is a priestess in Satan's kingdom. And she's cackling around and visiting abortion clinics and holding speeches. If Trump and the Republican Party will be able to win this election, it's going to have to be won on the knees of Christians. We're going to have to combat Baal, Moloch, Ishtar. You have to combat the satanic forces behind Mormonism, Jehovah's Witnesses, behind Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism. Satan's marshaled his entire forces of fallen angels, evil spirits, and what else he has. And he's going all the way out this time to simply say, I almost have America. If I can get defeat Trump one more time, the Republicans will never recover. and the followers of Moloch, Baal, and Ishtar will dominate the American politics, and that will be the end of America and the beginning of the World Federation. Well, I never got to my subject. So, I don't know how many people are listening now or later on, but I pray that you understood what I told you today. If you do not increase your prayer life, if you do not increase your time of fasting and seeking the Lord and praying for this nation, we are sunk. It's going to take a miracle, and the miracle will start with you simply saying, I need to pray. I need to live a clean life. I need to repent of my sins. I need to clean up my life. And I need to pray down the Holy Spirit. That's what I'm pleading with you today. Now, let's talk about money. And that's absolutely nothing to do with the subject I've been on here today. Shannon Davis comes your way because he's full time. Somebody has been paying and helped you to stay on the air so far. If he's going to continue, it means that people like you that are like him, you need to support him. So today, when you hear this program, please go to his website, and put in a donation. He got several ways to give money to him, and give him a good donation to keep him coming. If you want to know more about us, go to my website, eaec.org. That's European American Evangelical Crusade, ORG. Everything is on our website. We have a Sunday morning worship service. We webcast that. You see it on our website. Everything, go to our website, eaec.org, and you will find everything about us that you need to know. And with that, God bless you all, and back to you, Shannon.
Brother John, great message today. What would you like to title this episode for the archives?
A crucial presidential election.
Okay, a crucial presidential election. Yep. Yes, it is, my friend. And that's exactly what people...
Add 2024 to it.
Oh, 2024. Yes, sir. Excellent. People mask these terms to try to desensitize themselves and others. And we need to call it what it is. Murdering the children. Because that's what it's going on. You know, I was reflecting on this yesterday, and I was thinking, isn't it a travesty that people with massive audiences on television, and they pay a lot to get on TV, seldom talk about murdering children, if at all? It's like, we've been there and done that. I guess that's their opinion. I don't know, Brother John. Or they're afraid they're going to lose a congregation or get booted off the Christian networks. You know, I remember when Jack Van Impe, maybe 20 years ago, came out against radical Islam, and he was booted off of the network. I think it was TBN. They silenced him. And, you know, that's sad. But that's what's happening, and people are going to give an accounting. Every single one of them that had an opportunity to speak the truth and stand up for the children being murdered and didn't do it. You know, if everybody that calls themselves Christians in this community got up and raised their voices, maybe we would see some change in the political spectrum. But they remain silent, and so it waxes worse. I'm thankful that I was able to get my driver's license, Brother John, renewed. And that was the key to get my voter registration renewed. And I managed, by the grace of God, to vote in the last two elections. I voted for Trump, and I'm going to vote for him again. If we have another term of these sodomocrats in office, it's over. It really is. And I wouldn't put it past them to try to bring in Gavin Newsom from California, which is part of the Nancy Pelosi cartel. Wicked people in government, in the judicial seats, by and large. And, you know, Trump, he made a lot of mistakes this last time. I highlighted some of those. However, I'd like to see what he can do. But even that's not enough. If the church doesn't get up and begin to repent, begin to call out these sins, sound the alarm like never before, it's lost, brother. And I'll say one more thing as we're closing. I maintain, Brother John, that these recent eclipses that occurred, recent eclipse, that passed over a city called Jonah and reportedly seven cities called Nineveh, that was not happenstance. I believe that's another witness in the heavens that judgment is inbound to our country. And, you know, the only way that Nineveh was saved is they had a nationwide repentance. I don't think that's going to happen here in America. Now, the good news is God can protect those that are repenting and turning to Him. Like Dimitri Dudeman shared in a book, through the fire without burning, He can protect you like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Even if a nuke drops in your city, or just take you home. But the nation at large, it's under the judgment of God. It's only going to wax worse. And we may very well see pretty soon, John, Brother John, the invasion of Russian troops that hit multiple locations in our country. I also am reminded of Jeremiah 51. It says, God says, I will fill your land with men like caterpillars, and they will lift up a shout against you. Is that not what is happening at the southern borders? Tens of millions. You know, when I was in America for a few weeks, I've never seen so many foreigners in my life. And everywhere I went, people from Venezuela, people from Cuba, people from Africa. I tried to get an Uber and the guy didn't speak English. And I'm not against these people who come here to better themselves, but they need to come through the front door. There's a process for it. Not coming illegally. But this is happening because of wicked people in government who are doing this by design that want to destroy this country. And it's going on along with the UN plan for resettlement, Agenda 2030. This is going by their demonic book. And because the church stands by and does nothing by and large, the judgment of God is going to soon pour out if something doesn't break real soon. And I fear for not only America, but many nations around the world, they're beginning to implode. Colombia has been taken over by a communist leader, former M19, I think is the group. It's similar to FARC. A FARC M19 guerrilla, communist, taking over Colombia. We got a communist in power. I think he still is. Ortega over there in Nicaragua. Look at the dude in Venezuela. Been there 20 years. He's communist. One by one, these nations are turning communist or fascist. And I can see where Dimitri Dudeman's vision is going to come to pass, where we get invaded by Central America, Mexico, Cuba, Nicaragua. Mexico has no intention of throttling the cartels. It's believed that the president is funded by their cartels. They're doing nothing about the cartel at our border. Panama, Costa Rica, all these nations, Colombia, they're all complicit, working along with our Homeland Security, or rather Border Patrol. I heard we got intelligence yesterday that Border Patrol is actually flying illegals right into America now. If you can't get into the border, they'll fly you in and they're dropping them off at military bases. That's what I heard yesterday. If that's true, that's stunning. We're literally being invaded, and I'm not against good people, but brother, if 1% of these 25 million illegals that have come in, they've broken the law, 1% are bad people. That's a military of 250,000. If it's just half of a percent, that's 12.5 million. Excuse me. That's 125,000. Excuse me. That's a lot. That's a big standing army. That's bigger than some countries' standing armies right now. and we could take it on down. If a quarter of a percent, do the math. 60,000 troops waiting for their instruction to sabotage some more bridges, to poison the water supply, to hit our nuclear depots, to wreak havoc. As Benjamin Brooks said yesterday, we'll probably see a rise of BLM again and Antifa. I think that's what he was alluding. These riots, the people with the Molotov cocktails. If our electric grid gets hit and people can't get their payments from the government, they're going to riot too, burn cities. Chaos is going to ensue, and it'll be red dawn before too long. We're in serious trouble. And the sad part is, we're probably under the judgment of God. And at this stage, I don't know what can be done other than to repent. If we don't repent, it's all gone, brother. I don't give our country 2 years to continue at the rate it's going. We're already bankrupt. Since Biden's been in office, over half of the money ever circulated in America has been printed, or created digitally, rather, under him and his administration. He's not running the show. We know that. I think it's Hillary and Obama and some of these other deep state bureaucrats. They're literally destroying our country before our eyes, and people are looking for prosperity to hit America again. Trump's not going to save us, but I'm still going to vote for him. It's a step in the right direction, but it'll take a lot more than him to turn this thing around. We're in some serious trouble, and that is if we even get to the election. They nearly passed the FISA Act, I heard yesterday. Very sad. They've got another 2 years to continue spying on all of us. Of course, they would probably do it without legal permission anyway. What's ever stopped the CIA before? But we're turning into a communist state just like China, where they've got one camera per citizen. And it's not going to get any better unless we repent as a nation. And I'm not holding out hope that that's going to happen. So I'm just trying to repent, get my own house in order, and figure out what God's got next, because it's looking dark. But in the meantime, we got to keep occupying and sound the alarm. Then the blood's not on our hands. It's not on your hands, Brother John. You sounded the alarm tonight. I appreciate you for standing up for the truth. I got very few people that will talk about the subject of murdering children. And thank you for doing that tonight, because that's exactly what is happening. And that's one of the sins that is the reason God judges this nation. Murder of the innocent. Homosexuality. Idolatry. And lifting her heel against Israel. Four sins that will bring judgment on a nation. God help us all. Brother John, that's my dialogue for tonight, my mini micro sermon, but I want to ask you this before we go. You preach every Sunday. How do people tune into that? What time do you broadcast?
We start at 8:30 Pacific Standard Time with music. 9 o'clock we have prayer time, and about 9:30 I start preaching. There's a web page called Weekly Webcast on our website, and they all had to click there. If they can't do it live, they can go in any time during the week and watch that service.
You know, if God were to intervene and keep the people from stealing the election again, like it was stolen last time, I really believe that. I sure hope that President Trump has learned his lesson and does not lean on other people to choose his cabinet members, because every person he put in there betrayed him in the end. And I sure hope his son-in-law is not involved in any of this process, because I don't trust him as far as I can throw a stick. There we are. Thank you, Brother John.
God bless you.
God bless you. Love you too, my friend. Thank you for coming on. Okay, that was Brother John Terrell. We're in trouble, folks. Nation's gone. I'm sorry. Every nation that turns away from God gets destroyed in the end. Look at all the nations that were sacrificing people and children, and Aztecs, Mayans. There's nothing left. A few ruins. Where'd all the people go? God judged those nations, destroyed them. Look at the nations that went on the waves. People are still searching for Atlantis. What for? It's under the waves because God destroyed it. God destroyed the Roman Empire. And sadly, America is going to be destroyed too. That's a prophetic word. Unless it repented, do you really believe that this nation is going to repent? We have to bring fruit, meat for repentance. What fruit has this nation brought that is meat for repentance? It's only waxing worse. What's next? Tell you what's next. Michael Baldea knows what time it is. Go check him out on handofhelp.com. He's writing blogs about it. Christian persecution, because they're coming for you and I next. Absolutely. We're the last man standing in America. Those that are Bible believers. The enemies even went after the Bible, trying to corrupt it, corrupt the Bible versions. It got many people reading corrupt versions. Okay, let me get back on track. We've got a great lineup for you tonight. And my goal is to go as far as we can. If you'd like to help us do that, you can certainly support the work at OmegaManRadio.com. We live by faith week to week. And that is the truth. We'll go as far as we can. Okay, so coming up at the top of the hour, we're going to have Brian Melvin. Then we're going to have Dr. Jonathan Hansen. Then we're going to do a two-hour broadcast with Lena Animalecci and Mark Shine, 505 Ministries. Also, tomorrow, we're going to be debuting the Saturday Night Deliverance Program. That's right. We'll be back tomorrow, and every Saturday that I can, 8 p.m. Eastern, that's 5 Pacific, we start that program. So if you want deliverance, tomorrow's the night to do it. At minimum, we're going to do it every Saturday, but then we'll have additional evenings during the week where we can that we're going to do deliverance. If I didn't go ahead and carve out a fixed date, we wouldn't have anything consistent. So that you could know that you or others that can call in if they would like some help. And we still have a obligation to do the Great Commission, folks, even as things are beginning to implode. God hasn't released us from that calling. You and I as believers, we're to share the gospel, and we're to cast out devils. We're to pray for the sick that they be healed in Jesus' name. That's what it's all about. Until the Lord calls us home, or he, you know, pre-boards us, or we're alive remaining at the last trump, or die with our boots on the battlefields, which is probably where most of us will probably end up. Tune again. Dying with our boots on. So we need to be prepared for that. We're in mortal combat. We're in mortal combat, folks. Don't ever take that for granted. Satan wants to kill you deader than a doornail. He's looking for a crack in your arm and mine. That's why deliverance is so important. That will help patch up those cracks. And where he's infiltrated, that'll kick him out. So you can begin to repair your life in the name of Jesus. And mine too. Okay, I'm going to save this program. We're going to be right back if you'd like to continue tuning in. Here we go.